Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Chagiga, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. In the previous Mishnah, we quoted the Pasuk, Me'uvis, Le'yuchal Iskain, Ve'chesre, Le'yuchal Himonais. Me'uvis, Le'yuchal Iskain, a twisted thing cannot be made straight. Ve'chesre, and what is not there, Le'yuchal Himonais, cannot be numbered. We darshan, the end of the Pasuk, Ve'chesre, Le'yuchal Himonais, that it refers to a person that didn't bring the proper karbanis and yamtiv on day number one, when he was supposed to, and then he didn't even bring it during the tashlumin period, during the rest of yamtiv, the next 6 days, on Pesach, it would actually be another 7 days in Sukkot, because it goes through Shmini Atzeres, and even on Shavuos there's another 6 days, a total of 7 days, and even though the Torah said if you missed the first thing when you were supposed to, you have these days of tashlumin, he still didn't bring it, so then it's too late. So our Mishnah told us that's the chesroin Le'yuchal Lehimanais. Whatever this accomplishes for a person, this kiyum ha-mitzvah, this simcha that he has to feel through the karbanis, he missed the chance. Now, our Tana, in this Mishnah, in Mishnah Zayin, is going to explain what the beginning of the pasuk refers to. Now, normally when a Mishnah begins this way, Rav Shimon ben Manasseh Yoimer, it sounds like he's arguing on the previous Tana. But not in this case. The Me'iri says Beferish, he doesn't mean to argue on the previous Tana. And the Tosfos Yamta brings other examples where a Mishnah starts this way, but it doesn't necessarily mean that this Tana disagrees with the previous Tana. Yes, if you don't bring your carbon, Reb Shimon Manasseh also holds it's v'chesrin la'yuchal himanis. But let's dash in the beginning of the pasuk as well. Ma'uvah she'eni yachal iskan. What does that refer to? What ma'isa aveira did he do that he can no longer correct the problem? In every aveira, there's tshuva. Ein lecha davar oimed b'fnei tshuva. And the answer is zahaba ala erva. Someone marries a lady that he's not allowed to, like his sister. V'hoilid mimena mamzer. And a child is born that is considered a mamzer. Now, even here, he can do tshuva on his aveira. But l'maisa, he brought someone that's possible into klal yisrael. So as much tshuva as he's going to do, he can't undo what he did. How do we know it's referring the dafka to this aveira? Maybe it's referring to any aveira. It's a me'uvah she'eni yachal iskain. It's not likely, says the Mishnah. V'yim time it, perhaps you're going to apply this pasuk begoinei v'goizel to someone who steals or robs. Yachal u'lachzirim. You can return what you stole or robbed. So you were misakin the chayt. Reb Shimon ben Yochai, Reb Shimon ben Yochai, say as others would pronounce it. Ein karin me'uvah. We don't use the term me'uvah. Elo lemi. Only as it would apply to someone, shoyim mesukin b'tchila, who was fixed to start with v'nisavis, and something went wrong, and it got distorted. You're referring to an aveira, a terrible aveira? It was never good. The ezu. So, what does this pasuk refer to? Zeh tamad chacham. It refers to a tamad chacham. A tamad chacham who knows how Torah rejoices someone's heart and lightens your eyes. And what happened? Ha'pirish min ha'tayra. He separates himself from Torah. Now, he didn't go out there and physically do a ma'isa chayit, but the fact that he's not learning anymore, that means here was something that was on the right track, and ay vey, nis'aves, it became distorted. Quickly chazing over what we learned in our Mishnah, Rav Shimon Manasseh not disagreeing with what we said before, and said, let's take a look at the beginning of the pasuk. What do we apply the words me'uvah she'eni yachal iskan to? He says to someone who married an erva, and he had a child who was a mamzer. Because that's impossible to fix, unlike a ganav or a gazlan that could return what he stole. Even if what he stole isn't here anymore, Maisi could return the money for it. Incidentally, of course, you know what's the difference between a goinev and a geizel, between a ganav and a gazlan. Geneva means no one is looking, he steals something. Gazela means he does so outright, in the open. So it can't be referring to geneva and gazela. Shimon Yechai says it is referring to a Talmud Chacham. Felt the beauty of Torah, and for whatever reason, the Yitzhahara got the best of him. And he was a pirish min ha-Torah. That's Me'uvah. Me'uvah means something that was straight and got distorted.